Time to draft for real. This is our first post 2024 NFL draft rookie mock draft. It's going to be myself. It's going to be John. And to join us, we have Brandon Lejeune. All right, fellas, the landing spots are known. The drafting is real. Four rounds, super flex, PPR, no tight end premium. I'm excited to get into it. I got John Lobb with me here as always. And I've got Brandon Lejeune here with me from the Devy to Dynasty Football YouTube channel. If you don't know, you have to head on over to Brandon's channel. Awesome film breakdowns, really great insight if you want to take a scout's eye to it. And it's not just this rookie class. I see Brandon, like, he's cutting up true freshmen already for this incoming class. So, I mean, a true, you know, depth of the class. But we're not here to talk about 2024. We have landing. I can't wait any longer, guys. Let's get into it here. I'm going to start us off because it's an easy pick. We're going to, you know, keep it chalk. Caleb Williams goes to the Bears. There's no need to get cute about it. He's the 101 in Superflex formats. Brandon, I'll pass it off to you. You know, is it Caleb Williams at 101 for you as well? And if so, who's going 102?
Yeah, I think so. But I'm going to be torn with JJ Daniels. I'm just going to go with JJ Daniels here with the second pick. It's a super flex. You know, there's some people that are going to maybe take Marvin Harrison, Drake May. I'd like Drake May too, but I'm going to go with JJ Daniels going to Washington. I think he's got a really good surrounding cast with the wide receivers and Eckler there now in the backfield. New coaching staff, new system, new fresh start in Washington. I'm going to go with JJ Daniels here with the second pick.
We call this the John Lobb effect here on the rookie big board. Brandon comes onto our channel and starts combining player names. Jaden Daniels.
Right. I'm sorry. Yes. Jaden Daniels.
No, this is the John effect. I absolutely love it. All right. So with that being said, John, you're on the board here. 103 back-to-back quarterbacks off the board. Are you going to keep the run going here or go for the wide receiver?
I can't pass up the wide receiver at this spot. I am going to go Malik Nabers right here at number three. He's just – I'm okay with the Giants landing spot. I think he was my number one rated receiver. He might get 150 targets. They might not be good targets, but he might get 150 targets.
Hey, listen, as we go through this draft, I truly – and I genuinely mean this – drop some comments. Let us know what you think about these landing spots because we are recording this at the end of the NFL draft. This is the first reaction that we have to all these landing spots. And we want to hear from you about who we're taking too high, too low. Just like John just faked me out of here. I thought he was leaning right into a consensus Marvin Harrison Jr. pick. But he went with Malik Nabers, which means at 104 here, man, if I'm sitting at 104 and I get Marvin Harrison Jr. to the Cardinals, I am just going to be ecstatic. I am absolutely the super flex. You value the quarterback position guy, but Marv is my locked and loaded 102. I have him in the projections already for 140 targets. I think he's looking at 8 touchdowns at least as a rookie. I love the fact he's throwing to Kyler. It's a nice offense. Oh, man, I'm so excited about Marv to the Cardinals. I think we're looking at a top five dynasty wide receiver, guys, right off. I'm all in, if you can't tell. 105, Brandon, it is on to you.
Well, this is going to be a tough choice because I'm looking at Rome Odunze. I agree with you, but it is a super flex. I'm going to take my QB one of the class, Drake May, going to New England. I think he's, you know, in a decent position to be successful. I would like to see him sit for a season, let Brissett take the field. You know, but they just surrounded him with Polk and Javon Baker. And so things that, you know, new regime up there in New England. I'm going to stick with a super flex league. I'm going to take Drake May.
All right. I got to tell you, you know, I'm struggling with the Drake May projection. I like Drake May in terms of pure film analysis. He is my QB2 in this class. It's not even that I don't like the Patriots landing spot. I like Jaden Daniels in Washington and I love JJ McCarthy in Minnesota. So it'll be really interesting to see. Cause I think after Caleb, you could see those other three quarterbacks go in any order in your rookie drafts.
I agree.
In a super flex here at number six, I'm going to take my guy also, J.J. McCarthy here. I think throwing the ball to Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison isn't the most difficult challenge in the world. I think he's in a really good fantasy spot. He should beat out Sam Darnold, if not immediately, in a reasonably amount of time to be the starter in Minnesota. So I'll take J.J. McCarthy.
I like that. J.J. McCarthy is up to my QB, too. I am all in. I was hoping I'd get a chance to draft him here so I could just rant and rave about him. I love the mechanics from the start. I like his arm talent, his accuracy, his mobility. And I just think when you pair this guy up, not only with Kevin O'Connell, but with Jordan Addison, Justin Jefferson, T.J. Hockenson, when he's healthy, man, it is wheels up for J.J. McCarthy. So I'm excited about it. And there's two other guys I think fit in this tier. The 108, I would say, is the tier break here. We got one wide receiver left and we've got one tight end, the first tight end, and the only one that I'm willing to put some heavy draft capital into. So I'm going to go ahead and take Brock Bowers, who went to the Las Vegas Raiders. And I got to tell you guys, this one was probably one of the most painful picks of at least the first round, if not the whole draft for me, just because I was in on Michael Mayer last year, and I still like Michael Mayer's talent. So the one thing I will add in here is I think Bowers and Mayer can be on the field at the same time. I think if anything, this hurts, you know, Trey Tucker, who was playing out of the slot. I think Brock Bowers can play out of the slot. Regardless here, you know, I think we're looking at 80 plus targets for Brock Bowers as a rookie. So they're going to find a way to get him involved.
I guess it's my selection. I want to go with Rume Odunze. All right. Going to the Chicago Bears. I love the landing spot. He's going to be with Caleb Williams. I love the fact that DJ Moore's there and he's going to be able to come in and not have the pressure of, you know, being the wide receiver one on the team. So I think the future is super bright. I can see him getting some really good production. It's really going to hinge on Caleb Williams and his, you know, development. But Rume Odunze, like you said, I think there's a teardrop here where it's now going to get really fun in this draft. But can't pass up Rome Odunze here.
Yeah, this is the end of consensus here. Mm-hmm. I think this is the real 101 to 108. If there's somebody who you like that isn't in this range, don't feel the need to trade up to get. Like, you know, in most leagues, these are the eight guys who should go 101 to 108. So John's on the board now with 109. And I would argue that this is one of the most fun spots to draft, mm-hmm. but also really, and don't interpret this the wrong way, one of the least valuable spots to be in, right? Because I think the guy you like at 109, and I don't know who John's going to take, he might also be able to get that same guy at 202. It's just going to depend on knowing your league mates. So with that lead in, I'm very curious to see who John's. If you're watching a rookie mock draft on day three of the NFL draft, you need the resources available over at patreon.com/rookiebigboard. Right after I finish this video, I'm going back to updating the 115-page rookie guide that'll be available to all patrons the Sunday after the NFL draft. That's if I can get some time in between with keeping up with all of the answers in the Rookie Big Board Discord, in making sure that the Rookie Big Board rankings are the most in-depth, accurate, and insightful rankings out there. All of that's available for just $5 a month. Get ahead of your league mates with the Rookie Big Board today.
I completely agree with both of you. 1 through 8, I think, is now solidified. They may change the order. I think that will happen in some drafts. Some people take Odunze over Brock Bowers, but I think we're pretty settled in right now. Maybe McCarthy slips to number 8 in some of them, depends on Superflex and the owners. But number 9, this is very difficult for me, and I'm probably going against my film study a little bit because I wasn't as in love with this player as others, but the landing spot is just too much.
Oh my gosh.
Going Xavier Worthy. I cannot pass up Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. We've seen Andy Reid with DeSean Jackson, Tyreek Hill. He's just so explosive getting those players open deep. He schemes them really well. And then you have Mahomes throwing the football. I'm going to take Worthy here.
I thought you were going to do something else there, John. Worthy would be my pick at 109 as well. So yeah. Before I make the 110, Brandon, you could just yes or no. Was Worthy your guy at 109?
Absolutely. I mean, he was my wide receiver 5 coming in the pre-draft. And like John says, I mean, you got Mahomes, and I'm not a Rashee Rice guy. I don't think he's really going to be their long-term number one. So I think he's in a great spot.
Oh, that's fun. Then we all are on consensus with the 109. With the 110, I could either follow my board or I could have some fun with this. I'll follow the board though, and I'll take Brian Thomas Jr. Out of LSU. He goes to Jacksonville, and I think it is just a really nice complement, a fit for Brian Thomas Jr.'s skill set. I don't know that he's going to be the wide receiver that smashes, you know, within the first 2 or 3 weeks of the season. But I think as we get into October, we're going to see some big games where he's able to have some big plays, use that downfield boundary ability, use those physical hands. And guys, I just really love it for Trevor Lawrence as well. Jacksonville is clearly investing in their offense, and I think Brian Thomas Jr. is going to help elevate that entire group.
I like it. Well, I'm going to select my wide receiver 4 coming into the draft process, and that is Ladd McConkey. The Chargers move up to get him. I'm on record saying I think he's arguably one of the best route runners in the class. He's got he's in a position to be a target hog. I think he's going to be a great possession receiver for what Harbaugh likes to run there in his offenses. So love McConkey. Easy pick here for me. He's going to have a lot of targets this year.
One of the fun things about being in this fantasy football analyst space is you get to learn who your friends love too, right? The analysts that you respect, who they love. And when Ladd McConkey went off the board to the Chargers, Brandon was the first guy I thought about. I was like, oh man, he's going to be happy about this. I'm projecting Ladd for over 100 targets as a rookie. You know, even in the Jim Harbaugh, even in this scaled down passing attack, there's volume to go around. So great pick there at 111. All right, John, 112. Are you going to take the guy that I really wanted at 110, or are you going to let me get him at 201?
I don't know if you like him, but I don't know how people are thinking. You have draft capital and position here. I don't like any of the tight ends, so I'm not going to go tight end here. I think there's only 4 quarterbacks right now in super flex in round 1. That's my personal opinion, so I can't go there. I'm going to go against what I saw on film, but the landing spot is too tempting. I'm going to go Keon Coleman. It kills me right here, but I think you've got to put him in the end of the first round. Josh Allen, it just, they like him. They traded down. They got their guy. I'm going to go Keon Coleman.
All right, so we have at the end of our first round here, we had our 4 big quarterbacks we've been talking about all offseason go. We had Brock Bowers in the first round, which we expected. And then we had a full run of wide receivers. So although the landing spots have changed, the order has shifted a little bit. I think this is pretty much what we've been looking at, you know, for our mock drafts. I just think we're doing it with a little bit more confidence. And then, you know, you have a guy like Ladd McConkey or Keon Coleman, you feel more confident, you know, putting in that first round. Guys, somebody who I'm willing to take as early as 111, potentially even 110, is Bo Nix. And I didn't expect to be here either, but I'm in on Bo Nix. I have convinced myself, you know, he goes 12th overall, which yes, likely is an inflated draft capital, but he's going to be out on the field week 1 for Sean Payton. He's going to be throwing the ball to Cortland Sutton. He's going to be throwing the ball to Marvin Mims, who was one of my favorite guys last year. And although we had to wait, he will be throwing the ball to his college teammate, Troy Franklin, as well. You have a balanced running attack. It's not that I expect Bo Nix to be a QB1. I think he's going to produce in that QB 20 to 24 overall range. But at the turn of the second round, guys, if I can get a QB2 in my fantasy football roster, I'm more than happy to do that.
All right, I got the next pick here. I'm tempted. This is probably where the running backs are going to start, maybe coming off the board. So I'm very torn here. There's one receiver in the first round that got first round draft capital going to a really great spot, which I am considering, as well as a running back. But I'm just going to hold off on these running backs a little bit. And I'm going to take the draft capital with Ricky Pearsall going to the 49ers.
Nice.
You know, I think that there's a chance that they do trade Ayuk at some point. Maybe they, you know, get rid of him next year or whatever. But first round draft capital going to the 49ers, I'm going to trust Shanahan that they're going to get him on the field. And I'm looking at this as more of a future play than a play, you know, maybe for the 2024 upcoming season. So I'm going to take Ricky Pearsall here with the draft capital and the really good landing spot. He's a really good possession receiver. I think he'll fit really well in the 49ers offense.
Yeah, I think, you know, the 49ers off, it's a little to be determined how it's going to shake out, but I'm always a big fan of following your eyes, following the tape, following the talent. And with Ricky Pearsall, you have draft capital, you have talent. So that's a really nice pick, Brandon. You know, as we get into 203 here, before I let John pick, I want to point out that I do think in most drafts, we'd have at least one running back off the board by 202. So again, if you're watching on YouTube, I would love to hear who your running back one is, because we'll get there. I'm still not sure who my running back one is at this point in time. So I'm just going to throw that out here. Before, not to pressure influence your pick, John, still feel free to take whoever you want, but it just feels like there'd probably be a running back off the board in most drafts by now.
So I thought about Bo Nix. I can't give a first round pick, even a super flex. I would have taken him here at the 2-3. So nice pick in my book, but I can't do first round Bo Nix. I just can't get there yet. So I'm going to make my decision on who is my running back number one. And it's Trey Benson. I'm going to take him right here. You got him now with Kyler Murray and Marvin Harrison Jr. and Trey McBride. That is a pretty nice quartet of offensive playmakers. They're all two of them are rookies. Kyler Murray has tons of time in the league. Trey McBride is in his third season now. I think he's entering his third season. Yep. So this is a young offensive unit. I'll take Trey Benson here and hope that the touches come by 2025.
All right. There is one more wide receiver that I want to take off the board before I get to a running back. So I'm going to go ahead and take Roman Wilson. He goes round three, but he lands with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I love Roman Wilson's tape. I think he wins at all three levels of the field. I think he's got nice hands. I think he separates well. He's got sharp footwork. And when I plug him into the projection sheet, which is available over at patreon.com/rookiebigboard, you know, he does very well. You know, he's a true wide receiver too. You can get him to about 85 to 90 targets as a rookie. Obviously we have some QB uncertainty there, but as you get into the second round, you know, I just mentioned it with Ricky Pearsall, trust your evaluation, trust the guys you like. And if you can see a path forward to production, it's well worth a 204.
Yeah, well, you sniped me there, buddy.
Nice. Good.
Because I gave him an A-plus rating. I just put some YouTube videos out of my drift, my landing spots on day two. And I don't think there could have been a better landing spot for Roman Wilson going to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Great, great landing spot. I think I'm going to take Jonathan Books here. I'm going to take a cube. I'm going to take the running back on the Carolina Panthers. You know, Miles Sanders didn't work out. They signed him last year. But again, I'm looking at the wide receivers. Yeah, there's a wide receiver even that got first round draft capital that I'm still a little nervous about. And I'm going to go, just with the running back here. I think there's only four running backs taken in day two. And I think Trey Benson probably would have been my selection too, John. So kudos on that pick. That's who I would have taken probably here. But I'm going to go with Jonathan Brooks. Yeah, there's some risk with the ACL. But, you know, they're trying to surround Bryce Young with talent. I think they're going to feature him. And I can see Miles Sanders just kind of going off into the sunset after 1 year. But I'm going to depend, you know, it's going to depend on his ACL injury being fully, you know, recovered. But first running back taken in the draft, he's going to have a path to, you know, getting his hands on the ball, I think, quite often. So I'm going to take Jonathan Brooks here.
Yeah, very nice. That was the guy who I was considering versus Roman Wilson. As of this minute, I think it's going to be Jonathan Brooks as running back one for me, but I'm still working through it. I'm working through it, going to make those numbers make sense in my head before I commit to that. But I also wanted to point out, we are going to link up Brandon's YouTube channel here in the episode description. So whether you're watching or listening, you can head on over to his channel after you finish up this video. John, 206.
This is fascinating right now because there's some running backs, but I'm not in love with any of them this early. And then I have a conundrum here between draft capital and landing spot.
Right. That's what happens at the second round every year. Right here. This is the spot where we all start getting all over the place.
Yes. So Matt and I have liked this player for a while. And I know he's not. There's people who just don't like him because of late age breakout. But I'm going to go Xavier Leggett here of the Carolina Panthers. If Bryce Young fails, Carolina is probably going to have to move on. And if Bryce Young succeeds, it'll be, I think, because Leggett helps the offense here. So I'll go Xavier Leggett. He got first-round draft capital. We liked him. I didn't expect him to go that early, but I'll take him here.
Yeah, I continue to ride the roller coaster on Xavier Leggett. and I think this is a really good example about how, you know, me and John have been in on him, off on him, in on him. And for me, 206, I wouldn't touch him. I know he's got the draft capital, but I am just terrified of his inability to separate with a young quarterback who needs some help in that realm. You know what I mean? So I think Carolina actually did a pretty good job putting weapons around him. So maybe it'll work out. Maybe it'll work out. But at 207, I'm going to go with Blake Corum. I like Blake Corum. I like the tape. Is the landing spot ideal? No, not necessarily. I do think Kyren Williams is going to be the running back one, but I think Blake Corum will be there. I think he's going to have, you know, 35% of the rushing share. We can get him 175, 180 touches. The thing that I'm trying to be optimistic with about Blake Corum is, you know, through his time at Michigan, he's always been productive and efficient in a running back rotation. Now, obviously, this past year, it was mostly him, but I feel like his efficiency could get him still into that, you know, running back three type range. It doesn't take much to be a running back three in fantasy football right now, everyone. Yeah. So I'm willing to go ahead and take Blake Corum at 207, even though it hurts my Kyren Williams heart.
All right, with the next pick, I'm going to trust my pre-scouting eyes and take Malachi Corley going to the Jets. Ooh. I love the landing spot. This has just been one of my favorite players. I think he falls in a great spot. He's got Aaron Rodgers tossing him the ball. He's not going to be the wide receiver one on this team, but I think they're going to get this guy the ball in space in his hands. And he's a running back, really, with the ball in his hands. I know there's people concerned about, is he a gadget player? Can he separate? I've seen enough separation on his tape. And I think with the ball in his hands, he's physical, which is something I value very highly. I think he's good. One of the most unique receivers in the draft. Love the landing spot with the Jets. They need somebody else over there. So I'm pretty happy here getting Malachi Corley in the second round.
All right, very nice. Malachi Corley at 208, and 209 is going to be John's pick.
I can't go with some draft capital here because there's two players who are sitting there, but man, I am not in on these two wide receivers. So I'm going to go down the board to a wide receiver. He had a lot better draft capital than I expected. We heard rumors the NFL liked him a lot. I'm going Jermaine Burton here of the Bengals. I think with Joe Burrow and T. Higgins is on the franchise tag, correct? So he might be gone by 2024 or 2025, I'm sorry. If the Bengals like him, and he, you know, I've been doing some research. The Bengals said they've done their due diligence on the young man. There have been rumors about what happened at Alabama and Georgia, but if he can get, you know, if he can just join the team and perform, I think he could be sneaky good.
All right. I thought John was going to snipe me with that buildup. I'm going back to the tight end position. I'm taking my tight end to Ben Sinnoh. I got to tell you, I don't know if I have any business being this excited about the landing spot. he was sitting there in my tight end four pre-draft, and I've mentioned this on his profile whenever we talked about him. I watched his tape, guys, and I was just convinced he was going to be a fullback. They announced him as a tight end. It's a perfect fit there in the Washington offense. You know, he's not going to have to battle for targets against Dotson and McLaurin. There's enough to go around. He projects out right now for me as the tight end 13 in seasonal formats. So that's a really nice spot to have a rookie tight end. I'm going to be pretty bullish on getting him onto my rosters.
I like it. Well, this is where it gets a little spicy here.
We've broken the floodgates open.
Yeah, it is. Now it's some tough decisions to make, right? A lot of guys on the board. I know what receiver you were talking about, John. You're not able to take him yet. So
I just can't.
I know you can't. I know, but I'm going to take Jalen Polko in the New England. He got the draft capital. You know, it's somebody I think he's going to be a good possession receiver for Drake May. And I'm looking at the other options and landing spots. You know, I'm not ready to take the last of the fourth running back because I don't like his landing spot. You know, the fourth running back that was taken on day two. So I'm going to take Polk here. You know, he's going to get an opportunity to be on the field a lot. You know, I think he's a great possession receiver, brings the physicality, brings good hands. He's a good, you know, player with the ball in his hands from a yak standpoint. And he just might be what Drake May really needs. I think they're going to develop a relationship. He's going to be that possession receiver. He's not going to be the flashiest guy with the downfield vertical plays, but he might just be a really all around good possession receiver. And he's got really good draft capital here, taken at the top of the second round. So he's going to be on the field and given every opportunity to succeed.
I think that's a good pick. Polk's probably not making it to the third round of rookie drafts.
Yeah, not with that draft capital.
Yeah, I agree with that. This is probably where he'll go. I just can't. I can't take a New England receiver. It's just me. So now we're in a real – well, I'm going to go with landing spot. Because in my dream world, he would not have ended up in this landing spot. But I absolutely think he is a runway runner. When you give him a lane, he is gone. If there's a coach who can scheme this young man up for touches, he literally, in my opinion, landed in the absolute best space. I'm going Jalen Wright, Miami Dolphins here. You've just seen it with Raheem Mostert. I've seen it with Devon Achane. You see it on the tape at Tennessee. You get him in the outside. You get that one key block, and Jalen Wright is gone. I don't think Mike McDaniels is going to ask him for vision running. He isn't going to put him in the middle between the tackles. He's going to get him on the outside. I'm all in. I mean, I have Achane in a bunch of leagues. So I'm going to have to overpay for Jalen Wright, I think. But I love him in this spot.
Yeah, better in best ball formats, as always, with the Miami running back room. But going from the Josh Heupel offense to the Mike McDaniel offense is not a bad succession plan at all. I'm going to go ahead, and he's not my favorite guy, but I do feel like A.D. Mitchell needs to come off the board here at 301. Mm-hmm. And there's actually only one player left on the rookie big board that I have ranked above him. So this feels like the right spot. It's a good offense. You know, you're never going to pull top coverage with Michael Pittman there. Anthony Richardson can push the ball deep. So I think there's going to be enough for Mitchell. Don't bank him on him as, you know, your wide receiver too, but to have him in your flex spot in the third round, that's, you know, I'm happy with that.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Troy Franklin at the Denver Broncos.
Oh, man. Come on, Brandon.
Yeah, sorry. Well, you know, the Knicks to Franklin connection is still happening. And I think, you know, he just got drafted at the top of the fourth round. You know, Cortland Sutton, they're probably not in love with him, but probably just can't move off him with his contract. And I agree with you, Matt Mims, you know, from Oklahoma last year was just a really explosive player. I'm excited about him too. So he's going to come in. He's going to be able to really, you know, take the vertical top off the field. And I think he's going to get, you know, a ton of playing time. So I wasn't really surprised to see him drop a little bit. I think that people are concerned about his frame, but I'll tell you what, you watch this kid on film. He is a space creator. He has got the ability to create space and make, you know, DBs look silly out there. And I think he's got, you know, people were questioning his hands, his frame, but we've seen these skinny players succeed in the NFL. So I'm going with Troy Franklin here. Looking at the board, it's getting really difficult. getting excited about some of these players.
This is the last time I choose the integrity of the ADP over my love of players. That one hurt.
It hurt me too, because I really hoped that Franklin was going to make it to me. And I think this is where Franklin should go, early third round.
I'll take him there all day.
Yeah, landing spot with Bo Nix and Sean Payton, and who knows if and when they move on from Cortland Sutton. So I think it's good value. I really liked him here too. So I'm going away from ADP here. I'm looking at the board. Maybe he is, but I can't believe, and I'm so happy because Matt knows I've been in on this player for a long time now. I'm going Luke McCaffrey of the Commanders. He got third round draft capital. I think it's a great landing spot with the Washington team here. Don't love Kingsbury, but maybe he has learned, because he is now drafting big receivers, or at least the general manager is. because I always thought one of his problems in Arizona was he just had far too many slot receivers, and now he's getting bigger. I like McCaffrey here a real lot.
All right. I got to tell you, the rookie big board Discord lost it when McCaffrey went off the board with that last pick. And half of it was just reacting to what we thought John was thinking at the time. I was like, this man's going to be up till 2 a.m. so wired because Luke McCaffrey got second round draft. I'm going to go with somebody who I really liked his day three landing spot. I love Ray Davis in Buffalo. I think it's a really nice fit. You look at it, there's actually about 35% of that rushing share wide open in the projections behind James Cook, you know, who they've been very cautious about not overloading with touches on the ground because they want him through the air. This is an example of a really nice complementary system where Ray Davis could be a running back three while James Cook is a running back two. It's absolutely within the realm of possibility.
Hmm. We got some tough decisions to make here. And hey, good pick there, John. I was a Luke McCaffrey guy too. I was really excited to wake up today to find out he got picked in the late day too. That's a great call. Not a tight end premium. So I think I'm going to fade the tight ends that I see here on the board. I'm going to have to, again, the landing spot, you know, but I'm going to go with Javon Baker. I'm going back to the Patriots, you know.
Brandon is a heartbreaker today. Takes Troy Franklin from me, takes Javon Baker from John.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I looks like I've taken all three Patriots with May and Polk and Baker here. So I might as well load up and do the trifecta here. But I give him an A landing spot. Again, Drake May gets another weapon. He's going to be able to develop with these young kids. I think he's going to be immediately getting on the field, a good opportunity. So, you know, he's a great boundary receiver. Am I concerned a little bit about his space creation? Yeah, because, you know, you look at his highlight film and you watch his tape. He's great on the boundary, got great body control, hands at the contested catch. But, you know, every time you see that on film, he's got somebody really close to him, you know, where he's kind of fighting off that contact with his physicality, which I like too. But again, clear path to targets. So I'm going to take Javon Baker here.
I like it.
Nice. I really like the landing spot also. I was thinking probably late third. So that's I'm glad other people like him here in this spot. I like that a lot. Oh, I just had to say one thing. We are recording this and the draft is in process. And San Diego and Dallas have not drafted a running back. So if you're watching this and you're wondering, I mean, it's still prime positions for a running back, but they are not drafted. So it could shake up the board when you're watching this sometime during the week. And Matt, your Isaiah Davis was taken by the Jets. Braylon Allen and Isaiah Davis both went to the New York Jets. So I just
want to make a quick comment about that because I did that caught the side of my eye and I was trying not to tilt while we were live recording. I need who is it? Robert Saleh. I need Robert Saleh to unsubscribe to the rookie big board. Okay? We appreciate your patronage, but we don't need you. Okay, stop drafting my guys in the same backfield when you already have Breece Hall. Jeez. All right, John. Thanks for making me tilt. Continue.
At the super flex position, I think you have to take Michael Penix if he fell this far.
Oh, I forgot about Penix.
I know the concerns here, but I just think in a super flex league, people will take number 8 overall. So I'm going to grab him here just to have some this. If you get him here, I think it's a pretty decent value in a super flex league.
Yeah, John, thanks for taking Michael Penix. I think he probably goes 206 in most leagues compared to 306. That was an oversight. You know, even me being lower on Michael Penix and, you know, the 3-year wait we probably have to get to see whether or not he's even good in the NFL. But I think folks will value him higher than that. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to go with a wide receiver who I really like. He snuck into the back end of day two, and that's Jalen McMillan. I think McMillan's a really sharp route runner. I think he's got sticky hands. You can play him into, you know, I think you can get him on the field there, probably in the slot for this year, but an eventual Chris Godwin replacement. So I like McMillan. It's a pretty decent landing spot. 307, not a bad spot.
Yeah, well, that pretty much wraps up all the day one and day two players. So now we're in the fourth round and later. So this is where it gets a little dicey, because if you look at history, everybody, it fourth round and later players, regardless of position, you know, typically are all pretty much dart throws at this point. So you're looking, I think for me, it's like landing spot and opportunity, really. You know, what is it going to take for some of these players to get on the field to showcase their skills? Actually, there's only one player left with that's Marshawn Lloyd of the Green Bay Packers. But with Josh Jacobs there, I don't know. I can't take him. I just can't take him. I just can't do it. So I'm going to go with, I'm going to take a little stab here on a little deeper player. Landing spot I'd like Isaiah Garendo going to the 49ers.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'm going to do a little spicy thing here. Elijah Mitchell is the backup right now, and I think that they like Isaiah Garendo. He was one of my sleepers on one of my sleeper shows on my YouTube channel. I gave him a B+ rating, so the guy can catch the ball out of the backfield. He's physical. And the fact that he was taken, you know, by the 49ers here in the fourth round, I'm going to swing with him, given the fact if something were to happen to Christian McCaffrey, which we know in the past, you know, sometimes he does get nicked up. There's a chance that he could be the backup to McCaffrey. So with that in mind, I'm going to go a little spicy here and throw a little, you know, little spin here on the late part of the third round.
I like it. There's a lot of Garendo fans out there, so I think it's a sharp pick there.
I thought when you mentioned his name, you were going to take my guy again for like the third snipe. I'll go Marshawn Lloyd here just because I do like the talent. He was my pre-draft number 5. I agree that Josh Jacobs is a conundrum, but injuries happen so much in the NFL. I'm willing to bet on the talent here, and let's see what happens. I'll take Marshawn Lloyd.
All right. Just cross-referencing the rankings here. I guess I'm just going to be the tight end guy on today's show. I like Jatavion Sanders going into the weekend. And would I have liked day two draft capital? Yes. But I'd like the landing spot in Carolina. I think it's a pretty, there's volume to be had there. He can be a reliable underneath target for Bryce Young. He's athletic. He's got good hands. He can do a little bit after the catch. So, there's volume to be claimed in Carolina. So at 310, I'm picking up my third tight end of the draft.
I think I'm going to go tight end as well. I'm going to go with Jared Wiley going to the Chiefs. I give him a landing spot of an A. I mean, now if you go to rankings, he was a sleeper as well on one of my shows. I think he's one of the most physical tight ends, but he goes to the Chiefs, which, you know what? I just want the Kelsey replacement perhaps down the road. So I'm going to take Jared Wiley here. If you watch the guy's film, you know, he's not the fastest guy in the world, but he's physical. He's got good hands, good at the catch point. I'm going to take Wiley here with the Chiefs, take my first tight end off the board.
Yeah, there's some of these picks where when you hear it, you that makes sense. And with Wiley to Andy Reid, it was one of those like, yeah, that makes sense. John, last pick in the third round.
I have a tight end. I'm going to hope he falls to me a little later. So I'm going to hold off on the tight end here. I'm going to go spicy because the pick just happened. And I think he got a very nice landing spot. I'm going to go Tyrone Tracy landing with the Giants here.
Yeah, that's a nice spot.
I just do not believe Singletary is the answer. I think they've got to give the ball to other backs. Tyrone Tracy, we know he was a receiver in college, you know, at Iowa before he moved over to Purdue. I like him here because of the landing spot.
Yeah, that's a really nice pick there, John. All right, I'm going to do it. I'm just going to take my guy. Braylon Allen falls all the way to 401. Hey, listen, folks, I own it. He was my running back one pre-draft. I still like his tape. I thought he had good tape. Sometimes the NFL tells you differently. When that happens for me, I'm still going to take my guy. I'm just going to take him at a lower value point. So if I can get Braylon Allen in the fourth round, obviously he's playing behind Breece Hall, but we say this all the time with the running backs, and we don't wish it on anybody, but you're one injury away, right? And, you know, even though the Jets also added Isaiah Davis, I'd say Braylon Allen is one injury away from being, you know, the type of guy who can, you know, hold the load for an offense. So at 401, you know, we're taking shots anyways. Why not take shots on the guys we like?
Yeah, these are all shots, right? I mean, these are not going to be players we're probably going to be putting in our rosters on a consistent basis in our starting lineups. So I'm going to take Bucky Irving going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, I mean, there's a very polarizing player, right? A lot of people like Bucky Irving. He's an explosive player. He's got a little physicality to him too, which I like, but he's got, he caught, I think, 60 balls last year. So he's one of these pass catching backs out of the backfield. I've never been a Rashad White believer. I think he's been more of a, you know, a product of the system more than a really great running back. So I wouldn't be surprised if Bucky Irving gets a 50-50 carry load with White this year and gets on the field a good amount. So, you know, he got, pretty decent, you know, fourth round draft capital here. So I'm going to go with Bucky Irving.
All right, John, you're going to take this tight end you alluded to?
No, I'm going to hold. I'll see if
careful,
I can wait.
Careful.
A little. I'm going to just see if I can wait a little bit more. So there's a wide receiver I like, and there is a running back who I like. And what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go running back. Again, it's a sticky situation as far as depth chart. But I like Will Shipley here. I think there's value as an all-purpose player. I think he gets the ball in his hands in many different ways. So I'll take Will Shipley. I know he landed with the Eagles, so you got Barkley. But I'm going to kind of bet on talent and hope he gets a little bit of action his freshman year.
All right. So with my pick here, 404, I mentioned this guy off the top here when I was talking with Brandon pre-show. And he's just somebody who I've liked through the whole process. And then his landing spot just jumped out as a perfect fit for me. So I'm going to take Anaya Smith to Philadelphia. You put him in the slot. He's physical. He's tough. He's twitchy. You know, he's going to be one of these guys. You know, Brandon mentioned pre-show with these new special teams rules, right? He's going to, I think, really excel in that format. He was already a great special teams guy in college. So I think he's going to make the 53-man roster. And I think he's going to work underneath in the slot. He's going to do very well there in Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's a great pick. You just took my guy. I was going to take him myself. So I think he's an underrated, you know, yak guy. I mean, and the Eagles desperately need a slot receiver. I mean, desperately need a third receiver when I can see him getting a role perhaps in, 2024. So I'm going to go with Jacob Cowing. 49ers selected him. Undersized receiver. But I'll tell you what, man, at Arizona the last two seasons, you want to talk about a guy that can create space and is really good with the ball in his hands. Now, some people aren't going to like him because he came in really undersized at the combine. But as we know from the NFL, I mean, size matters to a certain degree. But for wide receivers, I think he can get in and out of his breaks really well. He's got good hands. He's an explosive player. And again, kind of want a part of the 49ers offense. I mean, they're drafting him here at the end of the fourth round. So maybe they got plans to, you know, turnover, you know, they're going to come into to San Francisco is going to have really big cap issues in the next coming years. So maybe they're looking to the future, and I'm willing to bet that he maybe doesn't get on the field this year, but he'll be a depth piece. He'll sit on my taxi squad for a while.
Yeah. I love Jacob Cowing. I love the film. I'm with you 100% there.
I'm going to go with my tight end here, and it's not a great landing spot, but I'm going to go teammate theory. I'm going Cade Stover.
Oh,
I was reading that C.J. Stroud had wanted him and discussed him with the Texans.
Makes sense.
So I think he might get on the field more than I expect. And who knows what the long term with Dalton Schultz. So I like Stover here going to the Texans.
Guys, I'm not just saying this for the content purposes. There's so many guys I still want. There really are. I know we're getting into deeper territory, but it's hard for me. I'm looking at my board and I'm only six more guys we get to talk about. I'm going to go with somebody who I haven't had the chance to talk about this whole draft process. But if you read his rookie big board profile, you would have known I was pretty bullish on him. And I'm going to go with Bub Means out of Pitt. Means just went to New Orleans, in the fifth round. And I think he is a fantastic field stretcher. He's a deep field specialist. He's got really nice hands. You know, the type of role that Rashid Shaheed filled last year, I think Bub Means does that, but in an elevated way. There's volume to go around. So he's not even in sleeper. we'll put a placeholder in there for him. I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of Bub Means out of Pitt. We'll put a little Frank Gore Jr. because I don't think we'll be drafting him otherwise.
All right, I'm going to take a swing here. I'm going to go with Spencer Rattler. Yeah. So again, goes to New Orleans, and you know, I had him in my pre-draft ranks, you know, before Bo Nix and Michael Penix Jr. So I'm going to go, at the end here at the fourth round, we're talking about, you know, like I said, depth players at this point. So you never know what can happen in the quarterback room. He's really the last quarterback, I think, in this class that I would even consider putting on a dynasty roster. So I think he's battle tested. I think he's learned a lot. I think he's grown a lot. Really didn't have a lot of weapons. Had an awful offensive line at South Carolina. Didn't really have a lot of weapons except for Leggett. And I'm going to go with Rattler, throw him on my bench and see what happens after Derek Carr implodes.
I know he's probably not going to get a lot of PPR points, so I'm going to bank on touchdown equity. I'm going to go Audric Estime landing in Denver here. I did think the NFL would like him better than the X universe. He does have good feet. I know he had a slow time at the combine, but he did a little bit better at his pro day. But I knew the NFL was going to like this big man, especially between the tackles. So I'll go Estime here.
That's a good pick, John. That's who I was going to take with my last pick if you had it. There's two tight ends that I think are draftable here. And I'm having a tough time deciding between the two. But I'll go with Theo Johnson out of New York. I think the landing spot is good. You know, Darren Waller is still deciding whether or not he's retiring, but Johnson, he's athletic. He's got good hands. Anybody in that offense who's got good hands will get targets. So I think it's a pretty nice, pickup here at 410, but it did break my heart a little bit because I think there's another really nice tight end who got a good landing spot.
I think I know who you're talking about, and I think that's who I'm going to select. Eric Gall going to Cincinnati.
Yes, good.
I got sniped in the last pick.
That's the one you were waiting for?
Yeah,
you deserve it.
Yeah, so, Mike Gesicki, unfortunately, just has not panned out, and he's a declining asset right now. And again, Cincinnati, he won part of that offense with Burrow, and he's got to fight for targets, but we've seen Burrow throw to the tight end quite a bit in recent years. So Eric Gall, comes from Iowa, comes from that pedigree, the university that just pumps out tight ends all the time. So I'll swing here with Eric Gall.
Very nice, John. The coveted final selection of the first rookie mock draft after the 2024 NFL draft.
I'm going to go based on the organization and their ability to identify decent backs over a period of year. And I was always worried about his health throughout the process. But Rasheen Ali got drafted by the Ravens.
Yes.
And Ali, the Ravens have been successful in general. I mean, it's hard when you're taking stabs. But if I'm going to bet on an organization to find some quality, and of course you got Derrick Henry. But after that, Keaton Mitchell is not a full-time back. I don't think, and then Justice Hill isn't even on the team, is he anymore? He left, right? Or is he still? Yeah. So I like Rasheen Ali.
Yeah. So there you have it. That's 48 picks. That is our first post-NFL mock draft. It feels good to see it, guys. It feels good to see the landing spots. Start to get this analysis. Start to understand tier breaks. We're going to have a lot more content coming out, both on YouTube and through the podcast channel for the Rookie Big Board. And I know Brandon has a ton of content as well going out there on Devy to Dynasty Fantasy Football. So once again, that channel will be linked up in the episode description. John, Brandon, thanks so much for joining me here on day three of the draft, where there's a lot of competing interests, but getting into this exercise, I think, is so helpful, not only for myself, but all of our viewers.